Podcast world, and welcome back to another episode of K-Dub Palace. I'm your host, K-Dub. This is kind of like a random podcast episode. We're going to just get right into it. hopefully, y'all going to have a good Christmas, you know, happy holidays to those who are tuning into the pod. So, first thing we had to start off with, it's late news, but it's good to bring it up to everybody's attention. So high school basketball star AJ Dombonsta, I think that's how you pronounce it. He committed to BYU for $7 million. It's an NIL, NIL deal. NIL is very popular for the young and upcoming athletes. In the world, a lot of athletes are starting to get it now. I'm saying, Carmelo Anthony's son, is coming up with the NIL deal. Bronny James is one that has like an NIL deal. NIL is basically it's really all about internet personality. It's really about, anybody that's making a name off themselves from the internet, they kind of get these NIL deals for themselves to kind of build off their name and their likeness from the internet. So, shout out to AJ. I think he plays basketball in Utah. So, shout out to AJ, for that. Next we have UConn. UConn, they lost to Notre Dame a few weeks ago, but recently Juju and Paige faced off this past weekend, and USC, they beat UConn, but UConn had came back. Paige had hit some clutch shots to bring them down one with a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter, and USC was able to come out. Juju had sprained her ankle in the game against UConn, but it was a good battle. I like the competitiveness between the two. Juju guarded Paige. Paige guarded Juju. You can tell it was definitely a respected battle between the two. But the score ended up being 72-70. USC was able to hold out the win in a very close game. They were up by 14, but UConn came back. Juju scored 25 points, had 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Paige finished the game with 22 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. So it was a good battle between the two. They're probably two of the best women's college players in the game right now. Honorable mention has to be Hidalgo from Notre Dame. And then obviously Flaje Johnson from LSU. And you guys shout out South Carolina as well. I'm trying to catch up with a lot of the women. On the men's side, Duke, they've been winning some games. They actually recently they played Georgia Tech. They won by 26 points. As y'all know, Cooper Flag is kind of like a hot name right now. He's been doing his thing, but he kind of struggled against Georgia. Well, he didn't struggle, but he didn't really need to do as much if they beat them by almost 30 points, but he had 13 points. But he had some dunks, had some highlights in there, so shout out Duke. On UCF side, Mikey Williams, I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with Mikey Williams. I think he's still recovering from the foot injury, but hopefully Mikey Williams is able to get back on the court as soon as possible. Like I said, on the men's side, I'm not really too familiar with anybody else. I do want to check in with Master P's son. I want to say Mercy Miller. I want to say I know that he got into a little situation at the school, but I think he plays for Houston. I think he plays for Houston, Houston right now. Right now I'm looking up to see their schedule, see I try my best to tap into all the upcoming college athletes and basketball. So right now they play Texas A&M, CC. I'm trying to see if Mercy Miller played. I'm trying to see if he played. So Mercy, so he only had 4 points. I have to watch these highlights. I have to watch a lot of these upcoming college basketball athletes. But shout out to everybody that's in college doing their thing in basketball. Shout out to the women as well. Next on the radar, we have Caitlin Clark. She was named Times Athlete of the Year. Which is respected. I mean, she did bring a huge shift to women's basketball. Specifically, she brought a shift to the WNBA this year alone. I'm not taking anything away from Angel Reese, because I definitely think Angel Reese played a big part in that as well, along with Caitlin Clark. But I just think Caitlin Clark's impact was really the reason. She was named this, so shout out to Caitlin Clark. She also wants to bring more awareness to black women as well, to get more of a recognition. I think Sheryl Swoopes was asked this question on Girls Arena, and she kind of just nodded her head, so you can tell, Sheryl Swoopes, she's obviously has gotten in, she's gotten in trouble in the past for kind of saying certain stuff about Caitlin Clark, which I don't really understand. I mean, it's her opinion, I think the media kind of, I think the media is just, again, trying to tear down a black woman, but it is what it is, man. That's what it is in society. But shout out to Caitlin Clark. She definitely gonna get better. I think Caitlin Clark, I think if they're able to bring Kelsey Mitchell back, I think she's a free agent. If they're able to bring back the same team but just make it better, make improvements around, I think the Fever will be a good team going forward, and they can definitely make some noise and be one of these top teams in the league, along with the expansion teams that's coming in too. But shout out to Caitlin Clark. Oh, and obviously she's supposed to be getting her jersey retired as well. And yeah, shout out to Caitlin Clark. Going back to Juju Watkins, I don't know if y'all noticed, but she has a docu-series on YouTube on NBC Sports that's been coming out. I've been watching, I think it's like 6 episodes in, so hopefully y'all been tuning in watching the Juju Watkins, a docu-series on NBC. Next, I'm not gonna lie, some of these, the LeBron situation where he was out for personal reasons, this is really old news. I think you guys know what's going on, so we're gonna skip over some stuff. The Bucks won the NBA Cup, but recently they've lost 2 games straight since the Cup. Dame and Giannis both out with injuries. I think Dame is out with a calf, and I think Giannis is out with knee injury. So, but we've seen this before. Teams win the NBA Cup and then they don't, do well in the playoffs. So hopefully the Bucks can, hopefully there's like a turnaround for this season for them to do well in the playoffs. I think Giannis won the MVP of that cup, I want to believe. On the OKC side, you can tell OKC, they didn't have enough. They shot the ball a lot, and they weren't making them. Shots weren't falling for them. It happens. I mean, it's basketball. It happens. So that happened with OKC, and yeah, OKC definitely still top of the West. But they're not a team that I want to talk about right now. But congratulations to the Bucks for winning that 500,000 in Vegas. But let's talk about the real team. Let's talk about the Memphis Grizzlies. I tried to tell y'all that Ja is back with vengeance, and they blew out the Golden State Warriors by 50 the other night. Steph Curry had his worst shooting performance since he went in the league. He didn't attempt a shot. He finished the game with 2 points. He was 0 for 7 from 3, 0 for 6 from the field, I want to say. He played terrible. He was horrible. Memphis was all over Golden State Warriors. Even though Ja finished the game with 9 points, but he didn't have to do a lot because, like I said, they were up by 50. At the half, they was up by 30. Yeah, man. Draymond, you might want to be careful what you say. Draymond took some shots at Memphis after the last time they played. I think when Draymond got attacked for pulling Zach Edey down by his ankle, and he on the podcast, he said something about Coach Jenkins. He said that he's crying, and he even called Zach Edey out, said that, "Why are you snitching? Why are you telling on people?" He basically said, "Why are you telling on me to the media?" And he made it very clear that Memphis was not a contending team. He said, and I quote, "F no." He said, "F no" to Memphis Grizzlies being a contender, and they come out and beat you by 50. And not only that, but they're in second seed. The Grizzlies are my favorite team to watch. I just like watching Ja do his thing and cook, and I just like watching Memphis. Some might say that I'm a Memphis Grizzlies fan, which I think I might be leaning towards, because that's going to get me to my next topic. Oh yeah, Ja Morant. Even though he's been going through some injuries, I do think he should be in the MVP conversation. They're a second in the West. I mean, if we're being honest, shout out to Jokic, Giannis, Shai obviously, but Ja needs to get some love in the MVP conversation. His team is second, and they're winning. I know he's been in and out of the lineup because injuries, but I think we know who Ja is when he's healthy. So shout out to Memphis, shout out to the Grizzlies. They play the Clippers tonight. Ja didn't play against the Hawks last game because of his back. So yeah, man, shout out to Ja, shout out to Memphis. It's a parade inside my city. Yeah, so yeah, that's gonna lead me to my next topic. The Phoenix Suns have been disappointing. They've gotten hurt. They're having an injury bug right now. Devin Booker, I found out Devin Booker got hurt. He's gonna miss some time. I want to say hamstring. KD just come back from injury, but you would assume Bradley Beal would pick up the slack with Devin Booker out. But Bradley Beal, he's slowly coming along. But right now, the Suns are out the playoffs. They're the 11th seed right now. They lost two in a row. They lost to the Pacers, and they lost to. They recently lost. Let me go to the research department. Wow, oh, they lost to the Detroit Pistons. Lost to the Detroit Pistons. Cade Cunningham had 28 points and 13 assists. Off the bench, Malik Beasley had 18. This guy, I can't pronounce his last name. Fonticchio had a solid 10 points. Jaden Ivey had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Almost had a triple double. Durant had 17 and 11. Tobias 10 points. Typical Tobias. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 16. Everybody is talking about had double digits. Yeah, man, the Suns—they've been going through the injury bug, and they've been losing. I said from the beginning I didn't like this roster. Even when they was winning, I felt like their roster still wasn't as good. A lot of shooters, no defense. I feel like the Suns think they need to go get like a Ben Simmons, who can play defense, who can facilitate that offense a little bit. Tyus Jones does a great job facilitating the offense, but he's not a. I don't want to say he's not a true point guard because he is, but he's not really like a he's not like a Rondo or like a Draymond type facilitator, but he gets his players involved definitely. I'm a fan of Tyus Jones. I like his I think he's one of the best role players in the league. But who knows? Maybe the Suns might Maybe the Suns get Jimmy Butler, in trade, which is going to lead to my next situation. Jimmy Butler trade talks, updated news. I mean, Jimmy's been changing his colors to different teams' colors. I hate how that's like the topic of discussion. His hair color, instead of his, in the Heat, they've been winning. Along with the trade talks going on, the Heat been winning. But the trade talks and his hair color has been more important to talk about. Miami, they lost three straight recently, but before, when the trade talks were heavy, they were winning games. But Jimmy with the Suns, I mean, there have been talks where it should be a swap between Jimmy and Bradley Beal, which isn't a bad idea. I think both sides could need it, could use it. Jimmy brings defense, hustle. He can hit the clutch. He can hit clutch shots along with KD and Devin Booker. Yeah, I think Jimmy just brings more. He brings that defense and that grittiness to the team that they don't have right now. So I think the Suns could use Jimmy more than Bradley Beal right now. I think Bradley Beal wanted to be in Miami anyway, so I think that trade works for the best. We're gonna get into my next topic. Alex Caruso signs, I think, an $84 million 4-year extension deal with the OKC Thunder, if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to Alex Caruso, former NBA champion. Shout out to Caruso. Mo Wagner from the Orlando Magic tears his ACL and is out for the season. He was a solid role player, a solid energy guy. No, not solid, but he was an energy guy for Orlando. A key piece to that team. Orlando, they just can't get a break. But Orlando still maintains to be a top five team in the East, though. They're the fourth seed right now behind the Knicks. The Bucks are right behind them for the fifth seed. Orlando just needs to get healthy. I think when Paolo and Franz come back, I think Paolo is probably on his way back. They say he's been doing some conditioning and ball handling, but hasn't really done no contact on the court yet. So I think Paolo's coming back. Orlando just needs to get healthy. When they get healthy, they're gonna make some noise. I think Jalen Suggs is kind of, I think he's been carrying him a little bit, but he's been kind of nicked a little bit too. KCP has been quiet for them. They just gotta get healthy. I like Orlando, me personally. I like Orlando. I like the Hawks. The Sixers, they send him to Sixers. They gotta get healthy. But I like Orlando. The Knicks, they've been winning. Speaking of the Knicks, Cat returned to Minnesota, got the dub. He almost didn't talk about the Minnesota, how they did him wrong. I seen on the interview on TNT, he said, "Nah, I'm not gonna do it." He didn't want to talk bad about the front office of Minnesota. What they did, because it's hard getting traded when you think of the franchise and they're gonna leave with you, and then they turn around and trade you. So I couldn't imagine that happening. So shout out to Karl-Anthony Towns, man. He's really cooking right now. He's been playing probably his best basketball since he's been in the league. I think he's averaging like 25 points a game and 13 rebounds. Right now, he's the best of a big man in the East. With Joel Embiid being hurt, I think Cat is the best big man in the East. Obviously, you got Giannis over there. You got Embiid when he's healthy. Some people say Evan Mobley right now. I'm just looking at the standings right now. Bam is still not. Bam is in that conversation for best big man. I think Myles Turner is solid, but he's not in that category. But yeah, man, shout out to Cat. Now on the Timberwolves side, they just gotta get healthy and they gotta get No, not healthy, but they got to get their chemistry right. Right now, they're the 10th seed. They've lost two in a row. Timberwolves, it's unfortunate. You know, I thought this year, I thought Anthony Edwards was going to average like 30. And I thought them getting a DiVincenzo off the bench gave them a little bit more depth, more shooting. Julius Randle was just inconsistent. He's just too inconsistent. He's averaging 20, but it's not a helpful 20, alongside Ant. So I think they just get their chemistry going. You know, I think next year they might be better. I think next year they're better, but I'm not gonna say they're not gonna make the playoffs, but they're a play-in team. They're a play-in team for sure. I want to talk about the Sacramento Kings. 4-game losing streak. They haven't been playing well either. You know, it's unfortunate because they have a big three. They have De'Fox, Sabonis, and they traded for DeMar DeRozan. You know, it's really no ball movement on the Kings. You know, they a couple years back they were looking really good. I want to say last year they were looking really good last year, and yeah, they just haven't been a good team lately. They've been injured. You can tell they're lacking depth. You know, yeah, they have Malik Monk off the bench, but I mean, they haven't really, you know, they haven't really been winning lately. They've lost when they've won, but you would think them getting their DeMar DeRozan that they'll be winning, and they haven't been. So, do I think they'll make the playoffs? I think they can make it over the Clippers, but even the Clippers are playing, have been playing good. Even though the Clippers are the ninth seed, I mean the eighth seed, excuse me. The Clippers are the eighth seed. They've played better than what people thought. Without Kawhi, they thought the Clippers weren't be nothing. But James Harden is keeping his team, you know, in check. No, Norman Powell is having a breakout year. He's probably going to be an all-star this year. But the Clippers have shocked people. The Spurs have been playing solid. They're the ninth seed. The Warriors, they're playing okay. You know, they could be better. The Timberwolves, the Suns, they're not going to beat the Suns. The Suns are not going to be 11th seed for long. You know, when the Suns get healthy and get right, they're going to be back in that top six, top five team. The Lakers right now, they're on a 3-game winning streak. They've been winning some games. They haven't really played nobody, you know, really. I mean, they played the Kings. The Kings are somebody. They just haven't been playing good, but they beat the Kings. AD has been incredible, as usual. You know, he's been, in my opinion, I think Anthony Davis is probably defensive player of the year. Between him and Wimby, you know, definitely Gobert is definitely, he will not be defensive player of the year for five straight times. That's just not gonna happen. Or is it? I don't. I mean, I think he has like four of them things. He's not gonna be. That's not happening. So, I think AD is defensive player of the year. Between him and Wimby, I got AD because they're winning more than the Spurs right now. So I'm gonna go with AD. Not gonna lie to y'all. That's it. I've talked about majority of everything. You know, the Celtics, they're still winning. The Nuggets, they've been decent. They've been really close in games. Against teams that they should win against. Some other teams I want to talk about. LaMelo came back, but they've been losing. The Pacers are decent. They've been okay. I think Lonzo is probably gonna get traded. He's probably gonna get traded. I think Lonzo Ball should get traded to the Orlando Magic. I think Orlando needs a point guard for Paolo and Wagner. Orlando just needs a point guard. So I think Lonzo Ball with the Magic, that's gonna help them. Because the Bulls are not going nowhere. And as far as Zach LaVine trade updates, I think Zach LaVine should go to the Memphis Grizzlies, either Memphis or the Lakers. Probably Memphis. I think Memphis. I think he should go to the Memphis Grizzlies. Because the Grizzlies don't have a small four. I think Zach LaVine or Jamie can help Memphis right now. But will not help them because they're the second seed and they've been winning games, but to help them improve the roster, I think you trade Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is not really, he's not really needed for this team. So I think Marcus Smart is a trade asset you can trade away for somebody like a Jimmy or Marcus Smart. Obviously, you can't straight up trade Marcus Smart. It'll probably be Marcus Smart, probably like a Brandon Clark and like a Conchar for Zach LaVine or Jimmy. Think one of them options is needed because they definitely need like a wing. Even though the rookie's playing well, Wells, he's playing well. And then Gigi Jackson still out with the foot. So when Gigi come back, Gigi's probably gonna start, you know. So when Gigi come back, because Gigi can easily average 17, 18 points a night in that lineup with Ja and Jaren and Dez, I think, and Zach Edey. Shout out to Zach Edey, man. Zach Edey, man, he got into it with Draymond. He didn't back down. Shout out to Zach Edey. I like to see that. I'm saying, like, he not backing down. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's going to end it here, y'all. This has been another episode of K-Dub Palace. I'm your host, K-Dub. And real soon, we're going to be back. Oh, before I leave, Christmas Day games. Let's see. Let's do a preview of those games real quick. First game of the day, we have the Knicks and Spurs. I got the Knicks winning. I got the Knicks winning just because it's in New York on Christmas, so I got the Knicks winning. But I think Wimby's gonna have a crazy game. Timberwolves at Mavs. I got the Mavs winning. I got the Mavs winning. If Luka is healthy and he's playing and if he can play, I got the Mavs winning. But I do think Ant is gonna go off. But I got the Mavs winning. I got the Mavs winning. I got Luka hitting another step back game winner type shot because Ant is gonna be on Gobert. Yep, because Gobert always finds himself on the island with Luka and he gets embarrassed. So I got the Mavs winning, but it's gonna be a close game. I think the Mavs beat the Timberwolves by 1 or 2 points. Sixers and Celtics. I got the Celtics blowing out the Sixers. The Sixers is just, they haven't been healthy and their chemistry has been kind of off. And yeah, I just got the Celtics beating them by, I got them beating the Sixers by 20 plus points. Yeah. Lakers, Warriors. I got the Lakers winning. The game is going to be kind of close. I think Curry's going to have a good game. Oh, speaking of the Mavs, Kyrie always has, Kyrie always does really good on Christmas. I don't know if y'all have seen, but in recent Christmas Day games, Kyrie's always gone off for like 40 points or more. So I got Kyrie going off in this game. Even though Luka might hit the clutch shots, but Kyrie going to hit, he going to have the biggest game out of everybody. Christmas Kai is in the building. Yeah, Christmas Kai is in the building. So I got, yeah. But going back to the Lakers Warriors, I got AD having a big game because nobody on the Warriors can check AD. Nobody on the Warriors can guard Bron. Bron and AD both gonna have good games, and they're gonna win the game. Even though I feel like the Warriors might win because overall the Warriors have a better team. As far as role players, they have a better team overall. So I'm gonna say the Warriors are gonna win, but Bron and AD gonna have a good, they're gonna have good games. Even though I want the Lakers to win, I want the Lakers to win, but I think they're gonna lose. But then again, Golden State has been playing good. You know what? Forget that. I got the Lakers winning. I got the Lakers winning by like. Given the fact basketball hasn't been good ratings wise, the Lakers might beat them by like 5 points. Last but not least, the Suns and Nuggets. Devin Booker is probably gonna be out for this game. I got the Suns. I don't know. It's iffy to me. Very iffy to me. I got the Nuggets winning. The Suns just don't look good right now. And the Nuggets are slowly starting to get back, but neither one of these teams are playing good in my opinion. But the Suns are the 11th seed, and the Suns have lost to the Blazers and Pistons. I mean, not the Blazers, but they lost to the Pacers and Pistons. And they played the Nuggets tonight before the Christmas game. So we're gonna get a preview tonight before Christmas. And they're playing it in Phoenix. Okay, look, I got the Suns winning on Christmas, but I got the Suns losing tonight, though. Only because Devin Booker not playing. I don't know what's going to happen on Christmas. He's probably not going to play Christmas either. I got the Suns winning on Christmas, but I got the Suns losing tonight on Monday. So, yeah, those are my Christmas games. Those are my Christmas Day predictions. So, this will officially close out KBET Palace. Thank y'all for watching. Y'all subscribe. Tune in to wherever you get your podcast from. Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, wherever this podcast is, tune into it. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at DripGodKDub. DripGodKDub on Instagram. DripGodKDub on Instagram. YouTube KDub, but my link for YouTube is in my Instagram bio. Again, my YouTube link is in my Instagram bio. Again, Instagram is drip, 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 God, GOD, KDUB, KDUB. And you have been listening to another episode of KDUB Palace, and we're out. Happy holidays.